Exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
The sister of the South Carolina church shooter is in trouble with the law. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
18-year-old Morgan Roof, the sister of confessed killer Dylan Roof, is charged with marijuana possession and two counts of carrying weapons on school property, according to the Sheriff's Department in Richland County, South Carolina. She's accused of having marijuana, pepper spray, and a knife in her possession on school grounds. Authorities are also concerned about a Snapchat post she made about National Walkout Day. That was on Wednesday when students nationwide walked out of class to protest gun violence. She said she hoped the walkout was really a trap and that the students would all be shot.
A new report from the United Nations is saying Finland is the happiest place in the world to live. USA Radio Network's Wendy King counts them down.
This year, Finland replaced Norway as the top nation listed in the 172-page World Happiness Report, followed by Norway, Denmark, Iceland, and Switzerland. Rounding out the top 10, the Netherlands, Canada, New Zealand, Sweden, and Australia. The report, released ahead of the United Nations World Happiness Day on March 20th, evaluated 156 countries, and those at the top were found to have high value in six categories: income, healthy life expectancy, social support, freedom, trust, and generosity. The United States dropped from 14th to 18th this year.
You're listening to USA Radio News. My name is Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
All righty, welcome back, everybody. I need some staffers here at the Watchdog on Wall Street. I really do. It's these things I kind of keep put off. I don't just run and do a radio show. I've got a business to run too. So sometimes things get put on the back burner here. And there's a lot we could be doing here with the Watchdog on Wall Street site and all of the content that we put out there. I've got to compile it, put it together. And one of the things I've got to do, I do put my sub-references. I don't forget, because that's the problem. I forget sometimes that we do on the program on our Facebook fan page when we do our rundowns during the Monday through Friday program here. And various different movies and television shows and books and whatnot that we like to cite. I need to put together kind of a list maybe on the site. It's almost kind of like a reading list or a viewing list, pop culture list, stuff that I might cite on the program and shows that you might want to watch that'll key you in. Like there'll be times I'll be going off on a rant here on the program and I'll mention like underwear gnomes and I'll get questioned. What in the world is he talking? What's an underwear gnome? What are you talking about, Markowski? And I automatically assume that everybody has seen the South Park episode. And I've got to go back and explain
that episode and how it makes sense. One of the movies I cite often here on the program, and I cannot play clips from it here on the air, just because it was just way too much foul language. And the movie is not for the kiddos. It's become a bit of a cult classic. It's called Idiocracy. And basically the premise of the movie is the world, our society progressively gets dumber and dumber and dumber. And they give a bit of an explanation on this at the beginning of the program and who's having kids and who hasn't having kids. But basically there's a experiment that takes place and two people are put into some sort of chamber where they're frozen. They were expected to be woken up in a year, but there was a problem and they get lost. And it turns out 400 years later, whoop, they pop out. And the world is most certainly a different place. I was thinking of that movie this past week when watching what was taking place on all of the major networks with Sam Nunberg. Sam Nunberg was on every network. Sam Nunberg was given 45 minutes of airtime on CNN. If I had 45 minutes of airtime on CNN, I could educate the population like no other. Aaron Burnett felt it necessary to put this guy that she from the get-go thought was drunk on primetime news on CNN. And it went from interviews in the Washington Post. It went all, to one. The last interview I think he did was a call-in to New York One, which is a local station here in New York. He was here, there, and everywhere. And he made absolutely no sense whatsoever. None. How is this important? How was any of this important? It drives me crazy, people. It really does. These people in the news, again, it's like that Bonnie Raitt song. Let's give them something to talk about. They're not interested in any sort of perspective. They just want, they grab a narrative, they grab a story, and they run with it as far as they can. They're not interested in doing the right thing. They're not interested in this country. They're awful, these people. I don't even know how they live with themselves. It's kind of like, oh, well, it's my job and I'm making a living, but you're poisoning the country. You're like, they're talking about, remember there was concerns about terrorists putting poison in the water back after 9/11? We don't need terrorists. We've got the mainstream media. They are fantastic at poisoning this country and getting people fighting with one another and angry and wound up about nothing. And it's almost like they revel in it. I mentioned South Park. Oh, it was a couple seasons ago on South Park. They were making fun of internet trolls and people that go online and just go there and stir crap up and look to watch people fight. You do that on the internet, you get the mainstream media that does it daily. Daily. And it's turned the volume up to a level that, again, I don't even know how to put it back in the box at this point in time. I really don't. For example, yeah, this past week, and it's at all levels. You had the governor of the state of California come out and say these horrific things about Jeff Sessions and how the United States government is going to war with California. The type of rhetoric, the type of language he was using was so over the top. And I'm like, this is the governor. Now, again, if you disagree with what the government is doing, okay, make a point. Make a point. Use some sort of legal precedent, because the government's position is that you have to follow federal law when it comes to immigration, because we're a nation of laws, not of men. Now, I think that that is a good point, right? Well, if you disagree, can you cite something, please? No, you're a racist, you're a Nazi, you're Hitler. This, again, it heated up under the Bush administration. Bush is Hitler. And it was actually funny. It was because John Stewart actually went off, did an entire bit. It was excellent. Did an entire bit about people using Hitler and Nazis to further their argument. And he made fun of them. And he says, what are you doing? They say Hitler worked way too hard to be that evil that any Tom, Dick, and Harry can go about being Hitler. And he's right. But we see it more and more and more, again and again and again. You want to direct your anger, people? Why don't you direct it at the people that are doing this to the country? Huh? Out of many, one? They don't want that. They don't want that. They want us warring. They want us fighting. Again, I would love to hear, because like I said, I love to debate. I do. I love the conversation. Oh, okay, Jerry Brown, if you think Jeff Sessions is wrong and you think you as a state of California have the right, well, make a point on it. Cite something. Because I as a citizen, you know, I don't live in California, but we are, like the Southwest Airlines commercial says, we are free to move about the country. And if you just allow people in to the country, illegals, to stay there, guess what? They can go anywhere else. So what you do there in California affects us in New York and people in Montana and people in Minnesota and people in Maine and all over. And I thought that immigration and border control, that's something, you know, the federal government should be involved in it. Listen, education, we can talk about states' rights. I get all that. I'm a big states' rights guy. But I think that this is something the federal government should do. Could you give me a response, please? And who you get? Kamala Harris. All these other ones coming out. You're evil. You're terrible. You're a Nazi. You're an anti-Latino. You're this. What are you talking about? What are you doing? What are you doing? You're ruining the country. You people are awful. Awful. This is something that can be debated. This is something that we can talk about. That's what we're supposed to do. We're not supposed to rip each other apart. And again, the media right there, more than willing to just pour gasoline on that fire, because that's exactly what they do. Again, I hope, again, like I said, one of the best things you can do, I've given this advice here on the program, and it was a while ago. And actually, I've actually seen other major talk radio show hosts side with me on this. You want to be more sane? Shut off. Shut off cable news. Don't watch it. None of it. Zip, zero, zilch, nada. You need to spend a lot of time reading. And again, you have to be a very critical reader. It doesn't take long where you can find out what direction a publication wants to go. You can tell by their headlines. You can tell by the way someone writes a story. And yes, you're going to have to spend a little bit of time doing homework and researching some of the comments and things that are made. And when they cite a study, you say to yourself, that doesn't smell right. And then you're going to have to go take a look at that study and then say, wow, okay, gee whiz, they're full of it. Kind of what I do. And I know it takes up time. I get that. You can do that, or, of course, you can always tune in to me 6 days a week. Anyway, going to take a break. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great, great stuff available at the website. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. I want to remind everybody our 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5984. That number again, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
How healthy are your gums? Research shows that harmful bacteria and plaque that lurk below the gum line can have a bigger impact than you might think. So how can we take better care of it? Dental hygienist and Crest and Oral-B Smile Council member Deborah Carrier tells us.
Especially as you get older, you're more and more prone to gum disease. The beauty of it is gum disease is reversible. It's not that hard to take care of if you catch it early. And just by having good habits with brushing and flossing and using the tools that we have available now, such as this new Crest Gum Detoxify. It has a specially formulated activated foaming ingredient that allows the toothpaste to get underneath your gums, and this foaming agent helps to neutralize that harmful bacteria. Studies actually show that 99% of all gingivitis patients showed reduced gum inflammation and bleeding in just 8 weeks after using Gum Detoxify.
Pick it up nationwide for $6.99.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh! My dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas. I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
This report is brought to you by Nature's Bounty. Legendary gold medal figure skater Dorothy Hamill is partnering with Nature's Bounty to champion a movement towards better health and to unite people on one thing everyone can agree on, that no matter what, we're always better off healthy. As a professional figure skater, mother, breast cancer survivor, and advocate for children with disabilities, Dorothy is using her unique experience to encourage others to be their best healthy selves.
As a professional athlete, I have always made a strong commitment to my health. In partnering with Nature's Bounty, I want to inspire everyone to take that leap to focus on being healthy now, so we can be prepared for all of life's big celebrations and victories, along with those small everyday moments, which truly make life special.
For additional inspiration, including more tips on how to stay healthy inside and out, visit www.naturesbounty.com and connect with us at facebook.com/naturesbounty.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. ABBA action. They're making a Mamma Mia 2, believe it or not. Hey, listen, we got to get that gig to start. At least I can't say, but you get to basically live in the Greek islands for a while and make a movie. Hey, sign me up. Hey, we got hit by two nor'easters in a week here in New York, and I'm dreaming of the Greek islands right about now. Anyway, welcome back to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. I know we played this clip a couple weeks ago here on the program, and again, it's a good one. Simpsons, South Park, certain television shows out there that put stuff together, they have a good way of mocking our society oftentimes. And this was one basically with the mainstream media getting together getting together and figuring out a way to get us all riled up. And I'm going to play it for you again. I give you cat flu.
I'd like to call to order this secret conclave of America's media empires. We're here to come up with the next phony baloney crisis to put Americans back where they belong, in dark rooms glued to their televisions too terrified to skip the commercials.
Well, I think...
NBC, you are here to listen and not speak. I think we should go with a good old-fashioned public health scare.
Yeah.
A new disease. No one's immune. It's like the summer of the shark, except instead of a shark, it's an epidemic. And instead of summer, it's all the time.
That is okay.
Now, I hate to be the guy who derails what everybody else loves.
He loves being that guy.
But, Janice, we do have standards. This can't be a made-up disease. The only moral thing to do is release a deadly virus into the general public.
We do have something we've been holding on to, but it hasn't been tested. Get over here, NBC.
Well, we certainly believe in testing, but I... Oh. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
So, we've got our deadly disease. Now, we just have to blame it on something that's in every household, something that people are a little bit afraid of already.
House cat flu is coming, people. The Center for Disease Disinformation predicts with some degree of probability that the house cat flu might spread in the following hypothetical outbreak pattern. So, petter beware, that warm body on your lap just might be ready to destroy your tender vittles.
Anyway, all right, we'll cut it there. I mean, you got to kind of appreciate what was going on behind the scenes in that. Again, they're wrong. And they actually test things. They do. They see what's going to stick, and if they can run with it, they run with it. I'll make fun of this one. How long was Greta Van Susteren stationed in Aruba for the missing cheerleader story? Again, people go missing all the time. All the time in this country. Yet, we're going to set up a bureau down in Aruba? Anyway, just thought of that. But wanted to mention this. This was big news this week. And again, I don't know what would happen. I think that many people in the mainstream media, they might spontaneously combust if a couple things happen over the next several months. This past week, North Korea came out and said, you know what? We'll give up our nukes. We'll give up our nukes if you can guarantee our security. Again, it wasn't that long ago where I can't believe Donald Trump is bringing us to the brink of nuclear war with North Korea and we're all going to die. And he was just getting tougher and more sanctions and forcing China to crack down, which China has done, and we're watching their ships now and uncovering all this stuff. Imagine if that gets, I'm just saying, I'm not saying it's going to happen. Imagine if that gets cleared up and they come to something, some sort of agreement in the Middle East. People will spontaneously combust. See, I don't know. Kim Jong-un here, he should go and watch. He should go back and watch. It was a late 1950s. Film with Peter Sellers. It was called The Mouse That Roared. And it was some fake European country, the Duchy of Fenwick or something like that. And they made wine. And I guess in the United States, we found out a way to make their wine and basically killed their business and their country. So they decide to declare war on the United States. And then what they were going to do is declare war on the United States and then immediately surrender. And then have the United States rebuild the nation. Well, again, it doesn't exactly work out that way. But, I mean, I'm not saying North Korea has to declare war, but they could just say, hey, you know what? Okay, we give it up. But, guys, we need to be rebuilt now. We need money. Could you come in and rebuild this country for us, please? And you know what? We do it. The world would chip in, and all of a sudden... Kim Jong-un would look like a god. The North Korea would end up seeing growth and people would have stuff that they never had before and it'd become more like South Korea. It's actually kind of a brilliant plan if you think about it. Anyway, quickly on this story. Actually, I'm not kidding. This was an actual headline story. Nancy Pelosi is the most conservative House candidate in California. That's how cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs things are going out in California. They want Dianne Feinstein out because they think she is too conservative. Antonio Villagrosa, they don't want him either. So, you know what I say? Good. I think that this is a great idea. I'm a big believer that, you know what? You're going to have to hit rock bottom at some point in time. Let him go. Listen, if I were Republicans, I would just walk away. I'd walk away. I'd say, go as far left as you possibly can, California, so the rest of the country can watch you fall apart. And I'm sorry, I've got one of my best friends lives out there, but it is what it is, guys. We're going to have to learn from something. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
Today at the White House, President Donald Trump spoke out for the first time about the poisoning of a Russian spy in the United Kingdom earlier this month. Now, it looks like Russia is responsible for this. Take a listen to the president's initial comments when asked a question regarding this and what would happen.
Something that should never, ever happen, and we're taking it very seriously, as I think are many others.
President Donald Trump also spoke at the Friends of Ireland luncheon earlier today.
So on the St. Patrick's Day, we celebrate our long friendship and close ties with the people of Ireland, special, incredible, wonderful people. And we look forward to an exciting future that we will all share together. And it's an honor to have you with us. And I look forward to seeing you often.
And this just into the newsroom, several people are dead after a pedestrian bridge collapsed at Florida International University. This is USA Radio News.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy. But at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Join us for a fun-filled evening at the Hunterdon County Crime Stoppers annual fundraiser, Thursday, November 16th, 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at Lone Eagle Brewing, 44 Stangle Road, Flemington. Craft beer tasting, great food, door prizes, live music, and a 50-50 raffle. Tickets are $50 each, and sponsorship advertising opportunities are available. Please visit www.crimestoppershunterdon.com or call 908-437-0126. We'll have a barrel of fun.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
All righty, welcome back, everybody. Okay. I got to get into some of this China stuff I've got here, but I have to mention this one, too. Lawyers right now for the DNC. And again, one would I find this story interesting. I find it a hell of a lot more interesting than Nunberg. You might want to mention it. But lawyers for the DNC are they're saying that primary rigging is protected by the First Amendment. Hey, to all of you Bernie supporters out there, the DNC is basically saying we can rig a primary. It's our right to do it. Not kidding. This is what their lawyer, there's a lawsuit against the DNC because of what happened with Bernie and Hillary. And the DNC, his lawyers are coming out saying, we have every right to rig the primary and instill whoever we want. Okay, fine. Fine. Then why even have a damn primary? Honestly, I know it's big business for the media there. And, you know, you spend money on ads and all that stuff. But honestly, you're wasting all of our time. This shows you what a charade politics really is. They're basically saying, yeah, we were in the tank for Hillary. We picked her. Okay, good. That's what you want to do. Fine. Maybe we'll get some new parties out there, and we won't just have the two-party system, because it is getting a little boring, right? It is. It is getting a little bit boring. Every now and then, it's good to have, you know, it's nice to have some other teams out there. Imagine if you had an entire NFL season and it was just Jets and Patriots or Giants and Dallas. Okay, you're competing, but it's getting boring. Anyway, got to mention this. China continues to press its internet censorship efforts across the globe. And, you know, we got all this talk right now about tariffs and China and trade wars and all of this stuff. People, you need to understand who we're doing business with and maybe doing business against. I don't like it when they're called communists because they're not communist. Yeah, they got the flag and their Politburo and all that stuff, but it's not a communal country. It is an authoritarian country. They have a command and control economy, a government-run economy. But it's not communist, okay? You have millionaires. You have billionaires. And these are people that don't just work for the government. You understand? Anyway, here is a story that, again, I found shocking. And again, this was in the Wall Street Journal. But I would think that this would be a story where, hey, you know what? Why don't we have this guy, bring this guy on CNN or one of the other networks out there and have him tell his story. And I'm going to tell you why they didn't. They're afraid. Every single one of the networks has a bureau set up in China, right? They don't want to be thrown out. They're afraid. That's right. The way the world works nowadays is that there's not the allegiance to your country anymore. They may claim it, okay, I talk about this all the time. You go to downtown New York, you got all these big banks down there, right? And they're flying their American flags. They have no allegiance to this country at all. None. They don't care. I'm just telling you, it is what it is. I'm not saying, I'm not even commenting on whether it's right or wrong. I'm telling you what the climate is. Marriott, right? Marriott just bought up Starwood Hotels, huge hotel lodging conglomerate. A huge hotel lodging conglomerate fired one of their workers. Fired a $14 an hour night shift social media worker who lives in Omaha, Nebraska. Now you're asking, why am I talking about this? Why in the world are you bringing this up, Markowski? Well, China told them to. Now, I'm not making this up. We're going to take a break, okay, right here. I want you to think about that for a second. China ordered the firing of an American worker. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back.
This report is brought to you by Nature's Bounty. Legendary gold medal figure skater Dorothy Hamill is partnering with Nature's Bounty to champion a movement towards better health and to unite people on one thing everyone can agree on, that no matter what, we're always better off healthy. As a professional figure skater, mother, breast cancer survivor, and advocate for children with disabilities, Dorothy is using her unique experience to encourage others to be their best healthy selves.
As a professional athlete, I have always made a strong commitment to my health. In partnering with Nature's Bounty, I want to inspire everyone to take that leap to focus on being healthy now, so we can be prepared for all of life's big celebrations and victories, along with those small everyday moments, which truly make life special.
For additional inspiration, including more tips on how to stay healthy inside and out, visit www.naturesbounty.com and connect with us at facebook.com/naturesbounty.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Exercise is hard. So is maintaining a healthy diet. Of course, neither is half as hard as dying. Type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke kill nearly a million people a year. But most of these deaths are preventable with regular activity, a healthier diet, and not smoking. Talk to your doctor about your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. You can stop it starting right now. Get moving. Visit checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES. A message from the American Diabetes Association.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Ah, springtime. More color, more light. Let the sunshine in and frame it beautifully with fresh new window coverings from Budget Blinds. We're your neighborhood experts, and we're backed by the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. Only Budget Blinds gives you style and service for every budget. We do it all for you. Bring the showroom right to your home. Then expertly design, measure, install, and back it up with the best warranty in the business. This spring, the more you buy, the more you save. Up to 15% on select window coverings. Call your neighborhood experts and see for yourself. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS now for a free consultation right at home. Get savings up to 15%. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS or go online to budgetblinds.com. Let the sun shine in and frame it beautifully. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
Well, I guess it would be nice.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street Show. Now, again, I think that this is important. And hey, listen, you can decide who you do business with. I'm not going to tell you whether or not to patronize Marriott hotels. I don't do that. You can make your own decision. Marriott got an employee by the name of Roy Jones. Roy Jones' job, he's a customer engagement worker. These are big companies. They have these things. They actually have staffers there that stay online and monitor social media and interact with the public. So, he got fired because he hit the like button. And I'm not making this up. I guess there was a posting on Twitter by a Tibetan separatist group. And the group had applauded Marriott for listing Tibet as a country rather than part of China in an online survey. And Jones, working for Marriott, hit like. Hit like. Now, China got really upset that they listed Tibet as a separate country. And China called Marriott in and basically dressed them down. The reality is not only can you not speak freely inside of China, and listen, that's their rules. You know, you go to China and you start opening and saying, listen, you know the rules when you get there, right? You can choose not to go there. Or if you do go there, keep your mouth shut. But you know what? You can't even speak freely outside of China about China. Now, Marriott can fire Mr. Roy Jones for whatever reason they want. For whatever the reason they want. But I want you to put this into perspective. Marriott gets called in by China and they demand, you dare hit like, you dare put Tibet down there as a separate country? Oh my God. Well, then you better change things or else. This year alone, this is in the Wall Street Journal, at least a dozen Western brands and companies, including Marriott, Delta, the Zara apparel chain, Daimler, Mercedes, have gotten themselves in hot water with China. And let me put this into perspective. Roy Jones's post couldn't even be seen in China because of the firewalls that they have up there. Mercedes-Benz posted a quotation from the Dalai Lama. That too was blocked in China, yet they got in trouble. Oh, yeah. Let me tell you what happened here. China, basically, what they did was they said that Marriott couldn't take any, any reservations at all for a certain period of time because of what they did. And they said, you know what, you're going to have to fire this guy. And Marriott did. But again, I want to put this into perspective for everybody. And I didn't know this. Do you know that Marriott's biggest market outside of North America, most hotels they have, China. It's a major hotel chain. They have more hotels in China than they do in Europe. Again, I'm not commenting at all. You can decide what you want to do. I'm just telling you the way that the world works nowadays. I'm going to do a little bit more on this when we get back. Don't go anywhere. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We shall return.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Refuse to give in to my...
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the one, the only, The Watchdog on Wall Street Show. Always honored to have you tuned in to the program. I'm giving you all of this information, and I know it's a lot to process. You need to understand how powerful China is in more ways than one. There are a lot of people there, are there not? There are a lot of people there, and that means a lot of customers. And businesses see dollar signs. They do. Marriott, like I said, Marriott, number two, in North America, one, China, two. And they were, you know what? You do business here, this is what you have to abide by. It is the world we're living in right now, people. Oftentimes, like I said, this is a story that I find fascinating. And I know I'm going to get tons of emails. I know when stories are going to generate tons of emails and responses and questions, and this will be one of them. This will be one of them. Don't you think that this is kind of fascinating? Don't you think that maybe, oh, gee whiz, this might be something that the media might want to pick up on? But you understand the media is bought and sold too. They don't want to tick off China. That's right. They don't want to upset China. They want that part of China too. They already know that they can be censored. They're not going to be watched. They want to get that in there as well. Yeah, I mean, take a look at Facebook and Twitter and all these social media groups out of Google and all the censoring and all the things that they'll do to basically bow down to Chinese. That's, you want to do business in our country? This is what you have to do. It is what it is. Anyway, oh, yes, I would be remiss. We need a lot of serious stories. We got to have some fun here. Wow, I saw this and I said, you know, it's about time. It's about time. And I don't know what has taken so long. I really don't. You know, Washington, D.C. is a city. You've been there. A lot of monuments. Many, many monuments. Many, many statues. But, you know, you go through D.C. and you say, you know, someone's missing here. This guy needs a statue. Guess what? He got one. I'm not kidding. Mr. The bitch set me up. Yeah, I said that on air. Yes. Marion Barry got his own statue. I'm not kidding. That's right. The D.C. Commission on the Arts and Humanities erected a bronze statue of former Washington, D.C. Mayor Marion Barry. Yeah, the guy who got caught smoking crack with the hooker in the hotel room and then left. Then he got reelected and then he got thrown out because of corruption and he's back. And I'm wondering if, you know, people are going to, like, go there and, like, do little tributes to him and drop the little crack pipe there right by his statue. I give you Washington, D.C. Oh, this story. This one I got a kick out of. This was in Texas. This was in Texas. And, again, I want everybody to understand, you're going to have to, there's at some point in time, people, we're all going to have to start chipping in. And I know my listeners, I know the type of people that listen to this program. We're going to have to start running for office. I get it. Many of you right now have kids and you're busy and you're coaching teams and you're sending your kids off to school and you're running businesses. When you find time and a kid start going off to college, we're going to have to start doing it because we've got nothing but losers everywhere. Case in point, this is a story in Texas where a few people got upset. Because at a playground in the community, there was a statue of a gorilla. And I guess now gorillas are offensive. You cannot have a statue of a gorilla. And they forced the removal of the gorilla, a few people, and the mayor complied. Because, again, if you complain at all in today's day and age, you're going to be heard. Talk about the mouse that roared. You complain, you open your mouth, you know what, oh, well, we can't have anybody upset, we can't offend anybody, and the mayor actually removed it, and it was a popular thing there for the kids. They had like a cage around it that the kids could jump on. What's next? What would happen if somebody showed up at Busch Gardens, the zoo? I'm offended by the presence of gorillas at the zoo! Shoot them! Remember when they shot poor Harambe? You know how my young son, he was so upset by that? Something's wrong here, people. You see, something's wrong because you elected a mayor that went right along with this. This is wrong. Again, I mentioned this before on the program. We're not a democracy. We're a representative republic. Okay? We're supposed to elect people that are supposed to weigh various different things and make the right decision. It's almost to the point in time right now where we're tyranny by the minority. All you need to do is to yell and scream and complain. Oh, you're going to be heard. You see how ridiculous you are? Do you know how ridiculous you are? You're offended by a statue of a gorilla? That's offensive to you? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Don't go to the park then. Don't go to the park. But you're being ridiculous. But we can't even do that at this point in time. Anyway, yeah, I had a whole bunch more today, too, that we were going to have fun with. But, yeah, we covered a lot of ground, though. I can be happy. We covered a lot of ground here on the program. I remind everybody once again, with a lot of new listeners here on the program, and I do have to remind you this. Listen, okay? No. I know we're a CFP firm. That doesn't mean you need to have seven figures to give us a call. Okay? We help everyone out. Everyone. Even if you're just starting out. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Newsletter, consultation with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. I know the newsletter's late. I'm busy. I'm working on it. I'll get her done ASAP. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. God bless. See you next week.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
This afternoon, Florida International University's massive new pedestrian bridge collapsed, killing several people. The 950-ton bridge collapsed on cars. Congressman Mario Diaz-Balart represents where the bridge collapsed. He joined CBS4 Miami to talk about whether there were any concerns about the bridge structurally before this horrific accident.
Not to my understanding. My understanding was, again, you're dealing with this was known as a Tiger Grant. This is the first Tiger Grant to go to a university, and it was a collaborative effort between the university, between the city, and in essence, a public-private type partnership.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders did say the president is monitoring the situation at the White House. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. Maybe you've heard me talking about MediShare, but now I give you my friend Sherry.
Yes, I have loved MediShare. Loved it.
Is that all you have to say? Because this will be really short.
No, I really do love it. I've saved hundreds a month. And overall, I just think it's a better choice of a healthcare program for me. I'm really happy with it. And honestly, normally, I don't even like talking about this stuff.
Nobody does.
But MediShare is different. MediShare members share each other's healthcare bills. We pray for each other. It's a not-for-profit, so we all save money.
True. Tell them about the thing.
What thing?
The online thing.
Oh, yeah, I used that the other night. MediShare members can now access a doctor online 24/7. You can get a prescription for the flu or something just that fast.
So MediShare can save you hundreds a month. You get to be part of the community. You get a huge network of doctors and providers to choose from.
It's all pretty awesome.
It's all pretty awesome.
It's all pretty awesome.
The final verdict from Jerry. So call 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
President Trump has been alluding to a second phase of the tax cut plan he signed into law in December. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
On Thursday morning, his special counselor, Kellyanne Conway, suggests that part of that second phase will include making many of the tax...
USA Radio News.
This afternoon, Florida International University's massive new pedestrian bridge collapsed, killing several people. The 950-ton bridge collapsed on cars. Congressman Mario Diaz-Balart represents where the bridge collapsed. He joined CBS4 Miami to talk about whether there were any concerns about the bridge structurally before this horrific accident.
Not to my understanding. My understanding was, again, you're dealing with this was known as a Tiger Grant. This is the first Tiger Grant to go to a university, and it was a collaborative effort between the university, between the city, and in essence, a public-private type partnership.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders did say the president is monitoring the situation at the White House. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. Maybe you've heard me talking about MediShare, but now I give you my friend Sherry.
Yes, I have loved MediShare. Loved it.
Is that all you have to say? Because this will be really short.
No, I really do love it. I've saved hundreds a month. And overall, I just think it's a better choice of a healthcare program for me. I'm really happy with it. And honestly, normally, I don't even like talking about this stuff.
Nobody does.
But MediShare is different. MediShare members share each other's healthcare bills. We pray for each other. It's a not-for-profit, so we all save money.
True. Tell them about the thing.
What thing?
The online thing.
Oh, yeah, I used that the other night. MediShare members can now access a doctor online 24/7. You can get a prescription for the flu or something just that fast.
So MediShare can save you hundreds a month. You get to be part of the community. You get a huge network of doctors and providers to choose from.
It's all pretty awesome.
It's all pretty awesome.
It's all pretty awesome.
The final verdict from Jerry. So call 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
President Trump has been alluding to a second phase of the tax cut plan he signed into law in December. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
On Thursday morning, his special counselor, Kellyanne Conway, suggests that part of that second phase will include making many of the tax breaks permanent. And she says newly named White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow will help the president make that happen and more.
Larry, I think, will continue to pick up that mantle and have phase two of tax cuts, plow forward on infrastructure and a strong, sound economy.
She was speaking on Fox and Friends. Democrats oppose making the tax breaks permanent, saying they'll add even more to the national deficit. For USA Radio.